Beloved ones of Santa Fe, and especially do I address you tonight, the beloved ones of the IM School, and the graduating class, in that victory which is our mastery over all. And tonight, as I speak my heart to you, I want you to feel the great practical reality of the victory of our love. As you gaze upon mankind in the outer world, try to remember and never forget this from tonight. Whatever you see in manifested form that is not perfection is some form of hate. And so your supreme duty in the great education that life is constantly offering you is to call forth the victory of the love of the sacred fire, which alone produces perfection. You might have all the wisdom of eternity, but if you have not love, you cannot produce perfection. You might have all the power and electronic force that you could see in the universe around you, but if you qualify it not with love, you cannot have perfection. Unless that is held paramount, unless you acknowledge and decree and command and use your authority of the victory of divine love, you won't have it. So tonight I have come to show you that it is the supreme power and activity of control of all forces in the physical world. Now it is one thing to acknowledge and call forth the power of the ascended master's love that at all times will of course control energy and govern human condition. But when you in the authority of your own beloved mighty I Am presence demand the victory of the sacred love of the sacred fire, then, my dear ones, you have demanded from the great central sun whatever powers, if it took all in this system of worlds to correct conditions on this earth, you have demanded those powers be released. And this I wish to assure you, since the victory of the love of the sacred fire is the supreme controlling power throughout this whole system of worlds and throughout the whole universe, wherever you can see, you should stop to realize often that everything that manifests in the heavens above you, holding to its appointed path and obeying the cyclic law of its expansion, is the victory and the authority of the love of the sacred fire. Therefore, when you determine to give obedience, when you want to give obedience, when you take your stand that the outer self shall give obedience to that victorious authority and power, then if need be, were it to take the assistance of all in this system of worlds, under that demand and action of the cosmic law of the sacred fire, all being a part of that would automatically respond to fulfill your call. And that is why, since the earth is in this frightful condition, unless some of you, unless we have a group of people who will use the supreme authority of their own life streams to demand the victory of love, you won't have it. You have demanded plenty else. Every time there was rebellion or resentment or determination to do as you please, you have demanded forces around you to do your will. most of the time to get yourselves into grave distress. Now I am showing you the scepter of power that stands above the head tonight of everyone under this radiation, and particularly to the graduating class. Do you see what the great love of life is offering to you as a way and means and a release of power in the physical octave that will take you through any condition victoriously? If you demand the victory of the sacred love of the sacred fire, you shall have it. But you must demand it. People have called the student body, particularly have called the presence into action to change conditions or bring things that they desire. Well, the very intensity in their desire, the very feeling in the desire for a thing, is their authority of their own free will to demand it. Desire is a demand, my dear ones, upon the great energy of life. And therefore tonight, if you will understand how to use the authority of your mighty I Am presence and demand the victory of the love of the sacred fire in yourselves and in your affairs, in and around your loved ones, you shall see hate disappear. If you want the victory of love, hate must go. And every imperfection is some form of hate. So those of you who are so bravely and sincerely trying to bring perfection into action and correct conditions in the physical octave where they are wrong, remember, my dear ones, when problems appear, when conditions need to be changed, demand the invincible victory of the love of the sacred fire. Move into that condition. Correct what is wrong and compel the manifestation of the divine plan fulfilled through love. Because unless you change conditions, my dear ones, by that command alone to the mighty I Am presence of every life stream and even to your calls to us, unless you can correct conditions by the victory of the love of the sacred fire, you will have to experience these things over and over and over again. You may change conditions by physical force and by rebellion, by sheer domination, to have your own way. You may change conditions all you want to, but they will not stay changed permanently. Your permanent change of any condition or the permanent dissolving of any problem has to be done by your own authority and your own demand for the victory of the love of the sacred fire. And unless you use your authority and demand that victory, whatever temporary thing you accomplish, you will find is not protected and therefore not sustained. Mankind have chased the will-o'-the-wisp of their desires through the centuries, and now they are facing the recoil of those desires which are now chasing them. The tables have turned, and mankind must redeem on this earth whatever they have contaminated. There's no more escape from that than there is an opportunity for you to take the sun out of the heavens. Mankind cannot escape the cosmic law of the cosmic Christ, which is the purity, the power, the victory of the love of the sacred fire. And the fire element is the master element over the other three. It interpenetrates and is master of all the other elements. Therefore, if you are going to be the master over mankind's human desires and mankind's human creations, you are going to be compelled by your desire to demand the victory of the love of the sacred fire, which raises and compels perfection to come forth from everything. It isn't so difficult if you just remember, and even your memory, you can demand the victory of the love of the sacred fire to be your memory. Then you will remember only those things that produce perfection permanently. Then you can go forth and create as your heart's desire, knowing always that the manifestation is produced and commanded by the authority of your mighty I Am Presence to compel whatever you desire to be the victory of the love of the sacred fire. Then you have raised the vibratory action of everything in the physical world in to the perfection of love. And if you don't raise it there, you won't have it permanently. Whatever you want to be sustained must be raised into the heart of that flame, which is the victory of the love of the sacred fire. And there it is held protected and self-sustained. You can't have anything self-sustained in the manifestations of this universe except by the victory of the love of the sacred fire. The powers of God's love have been revealed to mankind all through the centuries, age after age, through manifestations innumerable, infinite in number. Mankind have been told the law of love repeatedly down through the centuries. Again and again and again has the law been stated. But you have never been told that you will be compelled to use or shown how to use the authority of your own life stream from your mighty I Am Presence, which is your individualized flame from the great central sun. And in the authority of your own individualized flame of the mighty I Am Presence, demand the victory of its love of the sacred fire to come forth at your conscious command and control conditions that you on the physical side of life cannot control otherwise. Those of you who are brave enough and strong enough and fearless enough to go forth and use this from tonight will find no obstruction and nothing to defy. And you precious ones of the younger generation, I shall stand your guard, and I might style myself for your assistance. The eternal divine memory of your own demand for perfection. I shall try to remind you as often as possible to make your call for the victory of the love of the sacred fire to go forth at your conscious command and do the things you desire to do to produce conditions through which you can help your fellow man and to produce the manifestations that will enable perfection to come forth and be sustained throughout all ages to come. The universe is sustained by the great love flame from the central sun. Your mighty I Am Presence is an individualized extension of that. Don't think for one moment that your mighty I Am Presence is what you might call a separate flame just floating somewhere in the universe. It's not. Your beloved mighty I Am Presence, the electronic body, is an extended flame from the central sun, always connected with it. and you are an extension of itself. You see how you can't get away from yourselves? Don't you see, Ben? When you use your own authority of that fire element, that sacred fire of life from the central sun, when you use that authority, and through that you demand the victory of the love of that sacred fire to come forth over a condition, well, don't you see how you can't help but be victorious? Try me out for 1 week while this class is in session. Qualify everything you do each day with the demand for the invincible victory of the love of the sacred fire to correct conditions, to compel perfection, to be your boundless supply, to hold your invincible protection, to be the boundless blessings to your loved ones, and to be the illumination of your minds that bring the ideas you require to be master over things in the physical octave. Because if you don't use ideas from our octave, the ideas of love, the ideas that come to you won't do you any permanent good. One day your world, all the substance and energy of your life stream, must be qualified with the victory of the love of the sacred fire before you can have your ascension. Make up your mind, no matter how much you call for your ascension, that you cannot take dislike, rebellion, disobedience, resentment, defiance, hate, anger, and criticism and condemnation. You cannot take energy qualified with those qualities into our octave. We'll have nothing to do with it until it is verified. Therefore, if you choose from tonight to go forward and clear your pathway ahead by the invincible fiery hand of the victory of love of the sacred fire, and you call that into everything, you will scarcely know yourselves in 30 days. I'm promising a lot, but I haven't seen you for a long while. I have seen you, but I mean not visited you so closely as tonight. It has been a long time between calls. And so I am taking the liberty tonight of drawing this to your attention with power enough to show you in a short time the truth of my words, the power of their majesty and their victory, and the invincible protection that you will either call into the physical octave or you won't have it. If you want protection in the future, you will either hold it by the victory of the love of the sacred fire, or you will not have it. There is one thing exists in the outer world today that will give any permanent security to any human being or condition on the earth, but this call to the mighty I Am presence for the victory of the love of the sacred fire to go forth and do what you command. Through that, you are not at the mercy of the conditions of the outer world. Through that, you are master over this world and all upon it. But no one can use the authority of your God flame from the great central sun but yourselves. We can clothe you in our love. We can give you of our light. We can offer of our wisdom and our power, but you must use your authority and speak the word in order to receive our gifts and use them to bless this world. There isn't a thing you can't accomplish through that command. There is not a realm in the universe to which you may not go through that call. And there is no authority greater than that command. And my dear ones, tonight, I would like to remind you of this. Since people of the outer world accept that human authority is the law in the physical octave, if you wish to transcend that human law, then you'll have to use the authority of the divine law of the universe, which is the victory of the love of the sacred fire. That is master over all human law. That is the law divine throughout creation. And if you understand me tonight and will remember to try it out, you will find one condition after another yielding perfection to you, and you will wonder why you have been so long understanding how to use it. The mighty Saint Germain, in that book of I Am Discourses, says, to the soul who is strong enough to clothe itself in its armor of divine love and go forward, will find no obstruction anywhere in the universe. Won't you let me take down all barriers of obstruction tonight with this call? I will pour powers of the love of the sacred fire that you don't even know exist tonight. And I will pour them to help you remember, to help you use your own authority. I will give you the way and means for you to assist yourselves, but you will have to use your own life's authority and go forward and command as God commands. And to the blessed ones of the younger generation, oh precious ones, if you could see how much the presence has at its command, could you see what we are waiting to lower into the physical octave to bless you? If you could see what can come to you through obedience to this command, you will never again have the slightest desire to rebel or defy the command for perfection. Don't be concerned about the rest of the world, except that where imperfection seems to appear, immediately reach to the authority of the sacred fire. Command the victory of the love of that sacred fire to go into the condition and compel perfection manifest, and then sustain it and expand it to fulfill the divine plan. The day that you command everything in your world, whether it be problems or conditions or things, matters not. If you will command everything in your world to arise and produce the victory of the love of the sacred fire, and you command it to fulfill the divine plan, you will find your freedom is now. I am commanding this for your bodies, because that victory of love, my dear ones, is harmony and health and purity and relaxation. In your bodies, in your homes, in your affairs, make it a practice of using your own authority to command every problem and everything to yield you the victory of the love of the sacred fire. And if you have to get dynamically positive, then do so. But speak to that thing or condition as if it were an individualized being and say, I demand you yield me the victory of the love of the sacred fire, and I won't take anything else from you. I won't accept anything out of that condition. But the ascended master's invincible victory of the love of the sacred fire, I won't have anything out of that condition but the fulfillment of God's divine plan. Why, my dear ones, energy is intelligent everywhere. Conditions in the outer world know well enough when you have decided on their annihilation. Life is everywhere. Energy is everywhere. Substance is everywhere. intelligence is everywhere. And when you charge through the authority of your own precious life streams, your mighty I Am presence, you demand and charge forth the victory of the love of the sacred fire you have loved supreme and victorious over hate. You have loved supreme and victorious as a master hand of God's supply, because God gives everything through love. And God, your mighty I Am presence, God in action through you is the victory of the love of the sacred fire, because when you don't love the sacred fire, you will find yourselves in the dregs of existence and gone. From you are the good things of life. So tonight, I give you the scepter of our love, the scepter of our power, the scepter of our wisdom, for they are one when you use the authority of your life to demand the victory of the love of the sacred fire, because that is master over all the hate in the outer world. I have a very grave reason for turning your attention to this at the present time. It will bring you more protection, for one thing, and it'll help to hold you and your worlds in balanced control against the increasing hate that is going on in the rest of the world. The condition in the other countries of the world is pitiful to behold, and the powers of nature will not much longer tolerate mankind's frightful viciousness to man. Therefore, for your protection and the protection of your nation, I am turning your attention to this tonight, because you can stand in the midst of the world's hate and be the victory of the love of the sacred fire, a sun of blazing light into which their hate cannot come. So, my dear ones, tonight, in the love we offer you, in the scepter and power of your own authority, of that great love flame of life, you may stand serene, you may stand supreme, and go forward to victory, cutting your way through everything that seems to be of human creation, and on every hand, as the seas parted before those blessed ones who have the manifestations in the past. So will you find the sea of human creation parting at your approach, and your way will be cleared by the authority of your own presence and the hand of the sacred fire of the victory of God's love. May the graduating class remember this tonight. Those of you in the I Am school, were you to use that insistently in all that you wish to attain in those channels, my dear ones, you may have miracles and marvels and wondrous attainment beyond anything of the outer world, and will not have to take years of struggle and strain and anxiety when God offers through this love the perfection you all desire. So, in leaving you tonight, I clothe you in the mantle of your victorious power, of the love of the sacred fire. Use it in everything, from the tiniest detail to the greatest victorious accomplishment for the world. And you will find my words becoming living proof in the conditions that surround you of the reality and the power I have revealed. Beloved Bob and Rex, Nod and Pearl, wish me to extend to you their love and their blessings and their continual offer of assistance. And since they are very much concerned with the future of America's destiny, you too will be concerned with that. And this is the scepter of power by which you may keep your way clear and accomplish what you desire to do for your country harmoniously, safely, permanently, and in God's way. Therefore, there can be no reactions to you that do not yield you the perfection of God's divine plan fulfilled. It is worth everything you can do to remember and apply this often and call for, wherever you move, this invincible victory of the love of the sacred fire till you saturate everybody and everything, wherever you move, with the power of God's victory that is permanently sustained. In the enfolding love of the ascended host and the angelic host, I wish to convey to you the power they have attained through this command alone. And were you to connect with that, the words of the Master Jesus, I am the resurrection and the life of the victorious love of the sacred fire, you would draw forth from the memory of the past those powers that abide within the causal body, and you would find flooding forth to assist you at this time all that you have accomplished that was constructive in the past. Because when you, in that statement, I am the resurrection and the life of the victory of the love of the sacred fire, then your presence will part its curtain of glory and show to you what you have longed to know and make you the blazing outpouring of itself to delight you beyond words in the accomplishment that you may attain at your conscious command. So tonight, ask the presence to part its own curtain of glory and let you see it as the victory of the love of the sacred fire, because your presence truly is that in cosmic action. If you will make it your business to be that victory in the physical octave, your pathway ahead will have no obstruction, and you can give to those you hold near and dear the protection and the blessings your heart desires to bestow. With my love of all eternity, awaiting your command to give you this victory, I clothe you tonight. May its presence become so real and tangible about you that everyone who meets you will recognize it and do likewise unto their freedom also. Thank you, precious ones, tonight. And in the week that is just ahead of you, you have many joys in store, any amount of glory you desire to attain, and victory in everything as you remember this command tonight. Thank you, my precious ones of the light, and I shall await your calls for victory. Beloved Nanja, from all the love and gratitude of our hearts, we thank you for your presence with us. We thank you for your love and your help. Remind us often to go forward and use this which you have given and produce the perfection that will be the encouragement to mankind to reach up and make the application to set themselves free. May the beloved mighty I Am presence of every life stream on this earth bless and bless without limit all the great ones who have assisted us. And bless all under this radiation, that we may give the greatest assistance to Saint Germain at this time to hold our country free from everything that is not the victory of the sacred love of the sacred fire everywhere throughout our nation and through our nation to the world. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we are absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible victory of the sacred love of the sacred fire, that as we move forward from day to day, The marvels and the miracles, the success, the wonders and the victories are so great that we move forward and give the assistance to others that will hold God's protection and God's victory everywhere without limit. May the invincible fiery hand of the victorious Christ, in this great victory of the sacred love of the sacred fire, move before us, clear our way, dissolve and consume everything human, by that supreme presence of pure divine love that transcends every human concept, and make us its invincible victory forever. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us with whatever you know will make us victorious in this love of the sacred fire, and see that we are its presence in full action to all we contact. Forever. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty beings of light who have assisted us. May our love and gratitude so continuously pour forth to you that we automatically give the obedience that brings God's invincible victory of the sacred love of the sacred fire everywhere, so nothing human remains. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven mighty Archangels, and all who govern the sacred fire to the earth, clothe and seal every person, place, condition, and thing under this radiation in the invincible honor flame of God's great cosmic heart, that victory of the love of the sacred fire. The sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great Archangels, and the unfed flame of 1,000 suns in the power of the 3x3, in the violet consuming flame of 1,000 suns in its threefold action, and Saint Germain spiral blue flame of 1,000 suns. Clothe us and seal us in the 1,000 petal lotus of perfection's flame, and the 1,000-fold flame of every ascended master quality, power, and activity, and raise all into the victory of that love of the sacred fire that moves us forward, master over everything in this world, until all are ascended and free. Blessed Arcturus, command the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame in the forehead, and again expand to become one with the sevenfold flame of thou. And cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not out of it, and pouring into its distress whatever will dissolve and consume the human, replace it by the invincible victory of the love of the sacred fire, and take us forward without limit to fulfill the divine plan of life, the eternal joy and mastery of the sacred fire. And we thank thee without limit for him. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have. Raise it all to the beloved mighty I'm presence of the ascended ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with the invincible victory of the sacred love of the sacred fire, blaze it everywhere without limit, till the human cannot live anywhere for any reason. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation. Keep it expanding in worldwide action and victory, swifter than lightning, and sweep everywhere in the physical octave. Annihilate all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. And as we move forward, may we so manifest the victory of the sacred love of the sacred fire that hate dissolves before our approach and can never be allowed to remain for any reason whatsoever. As we return these physical flames, the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them be our messengers and convey our heart's call to the great central sun for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the love, all activities of the sacred fire necessary to fulfill our calls and bring the release and relief to mankind that fulfills God's divine plan and takes us forward into the eternal victory of that boundless joy of our mastery over all things by the victory of the love of the sacred fire forever.